today that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
I'd like to welcome you all here today as we celebrate the Epiphany of our Lord. We're going to be in Divine Service 1 from the Lutheran Service Book, hymn numbers 397, 395, 631, 411, 400, 409, and 367. Well, Father, your service received on the way in, beginning on page 3, with confession and absolution, followed by the sharing of peace and the procession of him. Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us kneel and be seated with your confessions. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and redeem us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, whose mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us rise and greet one another in the peace of the Lord. Thank you. Let us pray to the Lord.
I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the power, by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan and the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access for the confidence of our faith in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia verse.
Through prophets, people in the Old Testament, the God spoke to them and they shared God's word. But how does God speak to us today? How does God speak to us today? God speaks to us through His word, through the scripture, through the Bible. That's how God speaks to us. So like the wise man, we should listen to Him. How do we listen to God? He's speaking through the Bible. How do we listen to God's word? By reading the Bible, and by reading, we are listening to God's word. We follow His commandments, we try our best, and we do what He tells us to do, and we listen to His word. So let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for giving us Your word and for protecting it. We ask that You help us to listen to Your word. Amen. All right, and today's candy doesn't have anything to do with the reading, but it's M&M's or Skittles, so choose wisely.
We continue with the sermon hymn, O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright, on page 10 and 11. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. To whom is God giving this command? Arise, shine. As we let the scriptures do the talking, we find out that it's Zion. In Isaiah 60, verse 14, they shall call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. In the Old Testament, Zion refers specifically to Mount Zion in Jerusalem, and more generally to Jerusalem itself and to all Israel. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Zion is the recipient of these words. Now, given that this prophecy is for the future, it also means that Zion must be understood in New Testament terms. God is using Old Testament language here to speak about New Testament realities. Standing on this side of the manger and the cross and the empty tomb, just who is Zion? And the answer is that we are. The new Israel, the church. God's holy church is spiritual Zion. As God's church, we are being commanded to arise and shine, for our light has come. Jesus has come. Our Savior, the very light of the world, has come in the flesh. With the coming of our Lord and Savior in the flesh, the glory of Yahweh has been revealed and made known. God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten Son. In Christ, God's glory has been epiphanized, that is, manifested and made known for all to see. We see God's glory in Jesus. And how do we shine forth? Or a better question is, why do we shine forth? We shine forth as a light unto the world, not with our own light, but with the light of Christ, for he is the light of the world. His light implanted in us in baptism, implanted in us by means of his word and sacraments, shines forth through us. We have his word and promise. We are the lamp that he uses to shine his light into the darkness. Apart from Christ and his word, there is nothing but darkness, deep darkness, unbelief, and death. The light shines in the darkness. The Lord desires the death of no man. This is why he uses us to make his life-giving light shine. Jesus comes to forgive sins and conquer death. And it's here that we see this beautiful imagery of true worldwide Christ-centered mission taking place, being foretold 740 years before the birth of Christ. The light of Christ shining forth in the darkness, shining forth through us, draws nations and peoples from every tribe, every tongue, every place, near and far. They are drawn, not to us, but to Christ who shines forth through us. Even kings and rulers will come into this light and bow down to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Our Lord commands us to lift up our eyes and look at all that he is doing. His ways work. His means work. He works through simple means, through word and through water and bread and wine. But we don't always believe that, do we? We don't always trust the power of the gospel. We don't always trust God's word and sacraments to produce fruit. We can get distracted by the things of the world. We can start to believe that there is a better way. We can lose focus as to why this church and school exist. We can be tempted to focus on something other than the light of Christ. And why? Because sometimes we think that we need to help God out. We want a new and improved wheel, a better mousetrap, something that will produce more success according to the way the world measures success. There's a great temptation to redefine the church according to the ways of the world. Now, I am not one that's big on mission statements, but there is a value in ensuring that we stay focused on the main thing. We've been working on a ministry plan for the coming years, and we got it started, and then it got interrupted by COVID. But our working mission statement draft is, united in the good news of Christ, we live together in love by caring for each other and by welcoming all to repentance and forgiveness. We're going to reignite this ministry plan effort at a congregational lunch gathering on Sunday, January 24th. We want to get as many Manual members together to look towards the future and seek God's will to best do what God has called us to do. Arise, shine, for our light has come. How can Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School best use all that we have been given to shine the light of Christ in the church, in the school, in this community, and throughout the world? Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. God himself tells us that these nations and people are gathering together in the light of Christ. And yes, we should see this and be all the more radiant. Our hearts should thrill and exalt, for the light of Yahweh is giving life to all peoples. And he's using us to accomplish this great and mighty feat. Lift up your eyes and see. People are coming from all over, from the coastlands and the seas, from all over and afar, bringing the abundance of their offerings to the Lord, bringing their sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving into his holy Zion. On our last couple of trips to Germany, we worshiped at Trinity Lutheran Church in Berlin on New Year's Eve. Trinity is a church that is overflowing with people from Iran and Afghanistan who are coming to Trinity to learn about Jesus, who is the light of the world. They learn about Jesus and are baptized into Christ. They're brought from the domain of darkness into the light of the Lord. These people often travel great distances to get to a church where they can hear the true gospel of Jesus Christ. It's our calling also to be a church and school that preaches and teaches the truth of God's word and shines the light of Christ into the darkness of this world. We rejoice to be able to shine the light of Christ. We preach and teach the good news of forgiveness of sins through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. We baptize and we teach and make disciples of Jesus by shining his light. Our Lord goes on to say that this worldwide coming to the light of Christ will be so profound that it will be covered up in camels. Again, the Lord's using Old Testament terminology to speak of New Testament realities. Believing people from all over the world, pilgrims, will come to Christ, and their means of transportation will cover over us. That's how great and efficacious this light of Christ is. The good news of Jesus has spread throughout the world, and many now have the light. Our focus is to continue to always shine the light of Christ into the darkness, even when the darkness rejects the light. And we hear the part about the gold and frankincense. Immediately we think of the Magi coming to Christ, and this is referring to the Magi, but it's not only referring to the Magi. These Magi, these wise men from the East, are just the tip of the iceberg. These Magi are the first Gentiles who come and bask and worship in the light of Christ. These Magi come and did what we do today. Behold the good news of Yahweh and sing his praises. These Magi did what all God's people in Christ have always done. They went back out into the darkness full of Christ's light, singing praises to Yahweh, proclaiming his good news, standing tall in that darkness as ones who've been raised up in Christ, letting his light shine forth through them. And that was just the beginning. The light of Christ has been shining forth throughout the world for 2,000 years. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. May your hearts, filled with the light of Christ, be radiant and thrill and exalt in the reality of Emmanuel. God is with us, now and to the end of the age. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
Prayers today, remember Ben Crossman, who has cancer, Bob Burnett, whose cancer is not responding to treatments, for Lexi, a granddaughter of friends of Matt Frankie, a 3.5-year-old being treated for serious medical issues, for Tom Wiltsey, a friend of Chris Selmayr, who has cancer, for Pat Moore, a friend of Chris Selmayr, who is seeking a diagnosis for serious medical issues, for Jenny Dennison, her family, a friend of Tim Freeman, who is hospitalized with complications from colon cancer, for Josh Bowman, the grandson of Dolores Bowman, who's experiencing eye troubles. For the family of Charlie Irvin, who died this last week. For the family of Juanita Mays, Amanda Yager's grandmother, who died this last week. And for the family of Tina Brinker, who died this last week. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For I to behold the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ and through his Holy Spirit, that we might display his merciful goodness to all nations. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church and God's Word would richly abide in her, and that many would be led to Christ through her witness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all pastors, that they would fulfill their calling with boldness and provide us the riches of Christ's Word and sacrament. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all Christian homes, that the Word of God would dwell richly in them as Christ himself once dwelt in the house of Mary and Joseph. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our President Joseph, for our Governor Michael, and all the rulers of our nation, that they would bend the knee to Christ and rule for the good of your people. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in any danger, trouble, sickness, or need, especially Becky, Bob, Lexi, Tom, Pat, Jenny, and Josh, and for those who mourn, especially the family of Charlie, Juanita, and Tina, that they would know confidently in the resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who like them
receiving his body and blood, we may return home according to his holy way. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who travel, they will be directed always in the ways of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you and preserve you in true faith of the life of God. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven.
preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven.
preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven.
Thank you.
pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you, be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.